Well, on our show today, I play the parts of all of the characters that you'll hear, with the exception of some minor editing that we do to help with our production. We don't use any overdubbing or multi-tracking or any other production tricks, and our entire show is recorded in real time, that is, as it's happening. So sit back, relax, and enjoy the world-famous Phil Hendry Show. You're listening to the voice of a man who today lives comfortably in Beverly Hills, California, with his wife and sometimes with his kids. But there was a time when this man drew your children and mine into large festival areas, festival grounds, and sang this kind of manic, sick, and twisted music. This man came from the bars and the sewers of London, a country already in decay. This man's own family, one that was no longer together when he finally made his way across the United States swimming like a rat. My name is Jack Brainerd, and I'm disturbed by this.
Crazy.
I'm disturbed by this. Alerting parents and youth alike to what is still a grave threat to America and the world's youth. Hateful, freedom-inducing, and sex-driven metal, hard metal, heavy metal, and the like. Now, Jack Brainerd. Hello, everyone. My name is Jack Brainerd. At one time, I was a free man. And then I went behind bars because I had had sex, unlawful sexual contact with a minor. I am no longer allowed within 100 yards of my own daughter and my son. My son currently resides in a maximum security federal prison. Why? In the next few minutes, we're going to find out why I'm disturbed by a great many things that I'm hearing in the world of music. Jack Brainerd's I'm Disturbed By This. If you'd like Jack Brainerd's I'm Disturbed By This on your radio station, please contact Jack Brainerd, Channel Islands Beach, California. Jack Brainerd will be happy to pick up the phone and call and talk to the local program director or general manager of the local radio station, the television station that you watch. Jack Brainerd's I'm Disturbed By This can be on your radio, and more young people, as well as adults, young adults, and most importantly, young women can be saved. Jack Brainerd's I'm Disturbed By This. Yes, he's going off the rails on his crazy train. And along with him, he's bringing and dragging your young people with him. I know that the year is 2015. I know that supposed satanic panic is over. Well, I'll tell you one thing that isn't over, and that is the new bald-faced and brazen attempts by today's modern rock and rollers to literally encourage our young people to be insolent, to be rude, to be hateful, to scream obscenities right in our faces, at times only a half to a quarter of an inch away from our own noses, their noses against ours. It isn't any longer just satanic panic. That was something that was a fantasy. Yes, three young people went to prison for no reason whatsoever, and you may ask me, Jack Brainerd, are you willing to go to prison for no reason whatsoever just to simply tamp down what might be satanic panic? The answer to that question is yes, but if it really had to come to that, I'd say of course not, because I didn't do anything. These three young people that we're talking about, the West of Memphis Three, or whatever they call them, maybe they did. We still don't yet know, even though the state released them saying they made a big mistake. What I'm trying to say to you is this. The music that's out there today is insulting, insolent, rude, and disobedient. It's far worse than any so-called satanic panic. Far worse than any so-called backward masking that might make a young person pick up an over-under shotgun and blow part of his face clean off. It might be something you want to look into. Today on our program, we're going to be playing a selection of music, and we're also very blessed today to have with us the Reverend Couch Larchin. Couch Larchin is a man who has fought this battle tirelessly against rude and crude and insolent and unmannered young people and their crude, rude music. You want to slap their face. It's a funny thing about the very, very early days of this so-called heavy metal music. Here, back in the late 1960s, you're listening to the music of Black Sabbath, or the Black Sabbath. The song Iron Man is an example of satanic music. You really wanted to just take a gun and shoot every member of this band. You didn't want to slap their faces. You knew that slapping their faces wouldn't do anything. They were from England. They drank heavily, used heroin, and were very dark and frightening people. I wanted nothing to do with these people. I'd run from them if I saw them emerging from their so-called recording studio at 7 a.m. in the morning, bleary-eyed, strung out on their heroin with the sun peeking through the London fog. Listen to the insolent, just the insolent brat sound of Mr. Ozzy Osbourne, I believe. Listen to him singing like a punk kid. That's what makes me angry. That's what disturbs me. What a punk. Listen to this punk. If he came to my house with my daughter and he said, I'm going to have dinner here, and my daughter said, Daddy, I'd say, you dirty punk. I'd get up and I'd walk down to the end of the table where he would be seated. And that doesn't take a short time in my house. I've got a very big and very wonderful dining room. He'd be down there at the other end. I'd walk down there very slowly with the ticking of the clock going in the background. And I'd say, what did you say to me? And this is what he'd say. I don't understand what you're saying. And then I'd... That's what I'd do. I'd slap his face. If some of these guys had had their faces slapped, and I mean very vigorously and stringently and just smartly, we wouldn't have half the problems that we have in society today. I engaged in unlawful sexual contact with a minor female. All right, I admit it. My daughter, I'm not allowed to be within 100 yards of. It has nothing to do with the other. One has nothing to do with the other. And my son is at the Supermax in Colorado. Have I done a good job as a father? I did the very best that I could. I'm going to be bringing on here in just a moment Reverend Couch Larchin, who will talk more about how you can stop feeling guilty and start feeling the right way. You want to slap the faces of these satanically inspired, perhaps mentally deranged, certainly psychotic, psychopathic, twisted and sick rock and roll musicians, so-called. Here is a group called Chelsea Grin. If this was my son, I would shoot him. I'd shoot him. Listen to this. And tell me this kid won't be crawling on a ceiling within a few seconds of the commencement. Oh my God, there's no saving that boy. There's no saving that boy. I'd pull him off the ceiling where he'd be crawling, and I'd put my hands around his morphing throat, now turning into that of the thorax of an insect. And I would squeeze and die, you bitch! Die, you dirty, filthy, die, you fucking... And gradually, yes, gradually, the sound would fade away. I'm Jack Brainerd, and I'm disturbed by these things. I hope when you listen to what it is I'm saying to you, you will be too, and you'll take steps, very, very important steps, steps that need to be taken and need to be taken now to eliminate from your life this kind of horror. I'll be back with very, very specific things that you can do, and we'll be talking to Couch Larchin in just a moment here as we continue with Jack Brainerd. I'm very, very disturbed by this. Jack Brainerd, I'm very, very disturbed by this. We'll be back in a moment. Hi, everybody. This is Phil Henry. I hope you're enjoying today's program. Mr. Brainerd, I know, is a little bit extreme, but he is a guy who pays, and he pays on time, and he pays on the barrel head. And what means so much to us here on this show is the fact that we have people who pay on time, pay the freight, and then get out of my way. I hope you will also visit our Phil Hendry Show online store. We have a great many wonderful souvenir items for you if you're a Phil Hendry fan or if you have one in your family. You can visit our online store and get a hold of some great things like ball caps, t-shirts. We have shot glasses. We have coffee mugs. We got it all, and we've got it for you at the Phil Hendry Show online store at philhendryshow.com. That's philhendryshow.com. And now back to Jack Brainerd's This Disturbs Me. Hello, everyone. I'm Jack Brainerd. Welcome back to This Disturbs Me. Well, you remember this music? Sure you do. This is back when a young person could be left at home alone, and you could be fairly certain when you took your wife to Man from La Mancha, or perhaps you were going off to see Camelot or My Fair Lady, you knew that you'd come home and the house would be in one piece. It wouldn't be burned to the ground. Certainly it would be intact, and there wouldn't be young people almost ODing on drugs, or perhaps fornicating, or perhaps drunk, or perhaps engaging in some other criminal act like decapitating an animal, or fiddling with a young kid down the street. I mean, it is an abomination to think of the things that we have to put up with now as parents. I'm Jack Brainerd. This is Disturbing. Everything that I say won't mean anything less. What the hell is wrong with this kid? Listen to the anger. Listen to the insolence. It's not even anger. That kid has no right to that anger. I would go up on stage and I'd slap his face so hard he'd stop singing. He'd put his arms around my neck. I would lift him up and carry him to the car. And I would take him to some kind of a debriefing or a detox center. And he'd want to have his guitars thrown out of the car on the way to the detox center into a river gorge. Hard already, added to the list of things to forget. This song, Beaten in Lips, is a song about kids that this singer claims were abused by their parents. God, what a lie. What a lie. Well, I can think of no better time than to bring on Couch Larchin, Reverend Couch Larchin, who's fought the good fight for a long time. Reverend Larchin, how are you doing?
I'm very, very good. Thank you, Jack, for having me on your wonderful program.
This song we're listening to right now, Reverend, Beaten in Lips by Beartooth. Have you heard it?
I'm familiar with every song you're playing. Every song you're playing, I'm familiar with it.
Tell me what you think of this group and the theme of this so-called song.
This is a lie, a filthy lie that is being proffered by the band itself, saying that kids getting beat up by their parents. Your instincts are right on, Jack. I want you to I want everyone to know that Reverend Couch Larchin backs up what Jack is saying. I'd slap his face so hard, and I would demand he apologize and tell all the young people that he's singing to that he is a lying, thieving, no count, no good, slothful bum and a slob who should be at home doing some kind of chores instead of lying to young people.
Yeah, listen to it. I'm very disturbed by it.
Well, you should be disturbed by it, and I think every parent out there should be very disturbed by it.
What's the difference, Reverend Larchin, what's the difference between today's insolent, smart-ass, punk-ass, excuse me for using these words.
No, it's entirely understandable. You got to fight the fire with fire.
But what is the difference between today's music and the original satanic panic, so-called music?
Today's music, far more dangerous, far more, because back then you had the demon and the devil was informing everything. The devil was conducting his will in his way, and he was telling everybody how to do it, motivating and moving people through the society. But now you have young people who've taken the reins themselves. Some of these smart-mouthed young punks are now screaming right in your face. You tell a kid, hey, would you mind moving your car because you just parked it on my foot? And he'll scream at you. He'll go, I can't believe it. I just can't believe it.
Now, have you ever had that happen to you?
What's that?
Have a kid, one of these rock bands, park a car in your foot?
No, I have not yet, but I anticipate it very, very shortly. And you have to. You have to.
I heard that.
You've got to anticipate very, very shortly that these young people will park an automobile on your foot, and then they'll get out of the car, and you can't move. Understand, Jack, you can't move. You are just, you know, pinned to the place, and they'll walk up and go, because this is the demon growl.
Now, you just brought me to a point. You know, when I got out of jail and they told me that I couldn't have contact with my daughter, and I said, I just heard her listening to one of these bands where the guy is going, rah! And I said, and the man said to me, that's called the death growl or the demon growl. What do you got to say about that?
Well, there's no demon there. That's just some dirty, greasy, filthy, greasy-haired punk who wants to scare a father away from his duties as the, you know, the right representative and the guardian of a young girl. So when the father, even though you were put in jail, I understand you had unlawful sexual contact with a minor female. It wasn't your daughter, correct?
No, it was not.
All right. So they don't want you having any contact with your daughter. Meanwhile, there's a kid, some punk. I can't tell you what I think about these punks. And that punk gets to go up to your daughter and go, let's go have sex and shoot heroin and take what they call X, which, of course, is the ecstasy.
Very familiar with it, yes.
All right. And let's do that, because your father is your father has no rights to you, and I do. I tell you, I've more than once, I've gone up to young men and I've said, what are you doing with her? And they'll say to me, what business is it of yours? And they'll go, don't try to do the devil growl. And I'll say, I drive ye out. Get away. They'll say, do you think I'm possessed? I said, no, I don't think you're possessed at all. But I'm laying,
giving them the evil eye, trying to put a little mojo on them, right?
That's exactly right. Something we learned as young people. I'm just, ooh. And they'll come back at me and go, well, they'll do that ground thing. And I say, you know what? You don't even scare me, you dirty, miserable punk. I'll slap them across the face. The last time I got my face slapped by a member of a band up here in St. Cloud, Minnesota, I'd gone up to see. And they did that whole, did that whole kind of singing.
Well, we've got a band we're going to play here in a moment called Chelsea Grin. You've heard them, huh?
Yeah, Chelsea Grin, they are, you talk about guys that are psycho. They're just psycho. And but that's exactly right. One of these guys, he sang just like that. And I said, you know, you are going to go out after the show with these young ladies. There were some young ladies backstage. And he said, yeah, is it any of your business? And I went, like that. And they had that. We had a hell of a fight then because they brought in their security guy. And I said, that punk needs to be slapped and have his ass kicked. I said, I'm just going to put my boot up his ass. Well, they were gone in one of their limousines before I could do that, and I got arrested. And then the sheriff of St. Cloud, he kicked me in the ass as he shoved me into the jail cell. I said, Sheriff, you got yourself a civil rights lawsuit.
Atta baby. Don't let them get away with that at all, Reverend.
No, not at all, no. I said, Sheriff, guess what? You got a lawsuit.
That's what I tell these parents. Over and over again. And of course, when we have our This Disturbs Me roundtables, we go from town to town and we talk to all of them, and they say the same thing. What can I do once the police have apprehended me and slapped a restraining order on me, and I can't go any nearer to my daughter and these bands that scream and go, rah, you know, that kind of growling?
Yeah, that's called a death growl, Jack.
The death growl.
That's right.
All right, and what can I do? And I say, you tell that sheriff he's got a lawsuit for restraining your civil rights.
That's exactly what I tell him, and I tell him that good, and I tell him so it sticks. And we've gone everywhere, and we've done everything. This music is—it's just worse than any satanic music. It's psycho. It's mentally deranged, and the bands that sing these songs are smart asses. They think they know everything. They tell the fathers, get away from her. You get away from your daughter. You molested her. And that's none of your business. That's none of your business.
That's what I tell them. And I didn't do that to my daughter. That was to another underage female. Had nothing to do with my daughter.
But they don't want to hear that, see?
All right. I want to play a song now, because as long as we got Reverend Couch Larchin with us, I'll tell you right now, I don't want to waste this opportunity, because Couch, there's a whole lot of me. Here's one. This is this band called Chelsea Grin. The song is called Clockwork, and I am here to tell you, I'm Jack Brainerd, and this is disturbing to me.
Yes, this ought to be disturbing to every parent. This is Chelsea Grant. Listen to this animal. Listen to the animal that sings this song. Here it is here. What a fucking animal. Man, I would kick his ass around the block for drill.
Yeah, you do. You want to kick his ass.
Yeah, listen. Who does he think? Does he think he scares me with that? If a guy came out of a trailer with my daughter in the trailer, he came out doing that going, I'd kick his ass around the block for drill.
How does a man, I want to turn that down. How does a man go through life sounding like that?
I don't know. I don't know. You just listen to that. And a I won't stand still for it. I'll go up and I'll say, do you have teenage girls in there? I went up to the roadie for one of these bands, and he stood there, big, tall guy, and a black guy, and I'm not putting anything on black people, but don't let, I'm talking to the blacks now. I'm talking to the blacks now. Don't let these bands co-opt your young men into becoming bodyguards for their filth and their smart-ass the music and the way they behave. Jesus, I'd go right up to them and I would say, go ahead, lay some of that death growl on me. He'd go, and I'd kick his ass so far up in the air, they would track his ass for miles on one of them satellite tracking systems. So I went up to a guy at a roadie.
Now, was this a roadie for this band?
No, it was another one of these bands. And I said, do you have teenage girls back there, yes or no? And he was a big, tall, very muscularly built black gentleman. And he said, that's none of your business. I said, look at how they're co-opting you, a black man, into working on their behalf as they're in the back there having every kind of sexual liberty with young, pink, teen Jesus. Anyway, I said, let me get by you. And he said, no, sir. I said, I swear to God, let me get by you. And he wouldn't let me. And then I saw walking by the door there in the trailer, one of the dirty, greasy punks that I saw in the band, and they were up there going, hey, yeah, yeah, yeah. And I said, you are a dirty, I'll punch your ass. I swear to God, I will punch you out, man. And this kid's all flipping me off. How about that?
Well, at least these kids have no respect. Turn it down. I think we've heard about enough of that garbage, haven't we?
You got that right. A little bit of that goes a long way with me, man.
Hey, I heard that.
A little bit of that goes a long way with me.
All right. But they don't have any respect at all. And folks, if you're just tuning in here to Jack Brainerd's I'm Disturbed by This, understand every week we do this.
Oh, yeah. This is a crusade that we're on. There's no question about it.
Every week we do this. And I come right out front and tell you, I got out of jail 6 months ago for unlawful sexual contact with a minor female, and I immediately knew what I had to do. I had to get out here. I had to get out in front of it, because the next thing you know, I've already got a restraining order on me to keep me away from my daughter. What about you, Reverend?
Yeah, I've got two daughters. You know I'm not allowed within 500 yards of either one of them, and I've got a son who is, we don't know where he is. We think he's somewhere in what they call a shooting gallery in downtown Omaha. But at this particular point in time, I don't know, and I know my wife is handling that. What I'm handling is what I can handle, and that is the very disturbing trend in this music, which is no longer really satanic, and it's psychotic, and it's insulting, and it's rude, and it's disobedient, and that's the word I think we need to get out there.
That's exactly the word that I wanted to use. These are disobedient punks. Slobs, swine, disobedient, reprobate, rapscallion, miserable, low-lying, low-life, lower-than-whale, you-know-what, do. And we've got to stop them before they just are feel like they can walk up to us and go, bleh, right in our face, you know.
Well, that's what did it for me. And
let me tell you what I'm going to do here, Couch. This is Reverend Couch Larchin. I got a song here that absolutely symbolizes what we're talking about. Listen to this punk. Listen to this worthless lout. This Jack. This goddamn, I hate him. Listen to this.
I hate you.
Can you believe that guy?
Oh, I know that. Yeah, I know the voice. Is that band Capture the Crown?
That's Capture the Crown. That's right.
Okay, this is a band that's very, very familiar with me in the Couch Larkin Crusade. That song starts out, I hate you, and I'm going to look for these guys because I want to walk up to them and go, well, I hate your guts. I hate your guts. Listen, they think they're so big and tough.
It does make me angry that they have the freedom to do that, and we can't do anything about it.
No, and then the other thing is, he's going to go, I hate you, and then after he's done singing that screeching and disobedient and just miserable screaming, then he's going to go back to his trailer and have sex, okay?
With someone's daughter or wife.
With someone's daughter or wife. So he gets to go up to you a quarter of an inch from your nose and go, I hate you! And then, okay, thanks very much, ladies and gentlemen. And then he goes back to his trailer and he has his way with your wife or someone else's wife or daughter or sister. And I got to tell you, I'm through with it. I'm through with it. And I challenge any one of these low-life punks with their smart ass. You guys think you know what's going on. Well, you don't know anything. And Coach Larkin, or Couch Larkin, excuse me. A lot of people call me Coach.
Well, you're my coach.
Thank you very, very much, Jack.
You are. You're my coach. You're my life coach. Because you've proven to me the things that need to be done. Well, hold the line here. Couch Larkin is on the line. We'll take some phone calls from a lot of you. As we continue here with Jack Brainerd's This Disturbs Me, and we'll be back with more of that. And as I mentioned, we're going to have some phone calls from a lot of you folks, take a few of your questions, and see what we can do about cleaning up the, not just the airwaves. We're talking about the live performance of a guy standing there staring at you when you're in the concert hall looking for your daughter or your son, and the guy's on the stage, he goes, rah! And I mean, I had to have six guys hold me back before I went up there. And I said, you stinking greasy punk. I'm going to slap your dirty little greasy. And before I knew it, they had thrown me and they had me in handcuffs. I don't know. I just don't know. Jack Brainerd's This Disturbs Me. We'll be right back.
We're going down the darkness.
My name is Jack Brainerd, and this disturbs me greatly. On the line with me is Reverend Couch Larkin. Couch, listen to this.
I know the song. It's a song called Blood In and Blood Out by a group of dirty, filthy, disrespectful sacks of cow dung called Exodus. They are the worst of the worst. They're smart asses. I remember, I think I went up to one of them backstage at one of their shows, and I said, you screaming out in the audience like that, I bet you think you're a real big man. And he said, yeah, I do. And I said, yeah, you believe that?
I don't believe he said that.
Yeah. I said, and before I knew it, he was whisked away by his body. See, these guys can't make a move without some big bodyguard. You know that.
Well, they're cowards.
You got that right. They're all cowards. Every last one of them.
Yeah, they're cowards. Rightfully so. Because I'll tell you, the fathers of America, if they were allowed to get their hands on somebody's guy, I would slap their faces. I wouldn't do anything, though, to be bad. Understand that.
No, you wouldn't, even though you know, listening to some of these guys, like, for instance, this group here, as you were saying to these guys here, this guy sounds like this. Will you listen to that filthy, slimy animal? That guy sounds like he ought to be crawling on the ceiling. You said it.
That's what I mean about crawling on the ceiling like an insect. Like, I better get a big can of bug spray. That's what this guy is.
That's right. And the feathers of America, I would want to do is just pull the guy off the ceiling and squash him like a dirty, satanic, like a demon, kind of like the demon animal bug that he is, you know?
I think a lot of people may be wondering, well, are we talking about satanic panic, or what are we talking about?
We're not talking about satanic. But if a guy sings the way he sings, a lot of these guys sing, I'm going to tell you something right now. Are you trying to tell me that guy doesn't have some demon sort of an influence. He's empowered by the demon. He's empowered by the devil, and the demon, that when he goes like that, he's thinking, you know, I can talk any way I want. I can talk any way I want to this stupid ass that's standing in front of me. Man, there's nothing that pisses me off more.
All right, Catch, here's a group called Hell Yeah, This Is Demons in the Dirt. And they self-identify.
Yeah, there are many of them, many times. Listen to this guy. I would beat his... I'd beat his ass. God, I hate that. Listen.
You're listening to a group called Hell Yeah, Demons in the Dirt. Well, that says it all.
Oh, I want to go up to this guy and tell him to shut his dirty, filthy, profane mouth. Shut up. Shut up. Shut up. I did this one time to a group, and they never shut up.
No, they won't. They'll push you, won't they?
Yeah, they never shut up. This guy I want to go to and say, shut up. Would you shut? Is my daughter in that trailer? If my daughter's in that trailer, you better get my daughter out of there. And again, I want to say to all of our young black people, if these bands hire you as security, don't do it, because they're in a trailer with my daughter, even though I've been told to stay away from her.
All right, we got Reverend Couch Larchin here, and this is Jack Brainerd's I Am Disturbed By This. This is our weekly program that looks at modern music. And as I've said, and I know Jack has said the same thing, we get a lot of mail from people that say, well, are you guys talking about the Satan worshiping and this? No, this is a whole new ball of wax. This is even more, seditious, I guess. This is more underneath the underground and all that, you know, Reverend? You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, I know what you're saying. What you're saying is it's tougher to ferret out, because here's the thing.
Exactly. That's what I wanted to say, ferret it out.
Right. Well, here's the deal. See, back when it was satanic, that you could rally the churches and rally the communities, and just like that town in West Memphis, take those three punks off the street, throw them into a cage, and be done with it. You know, maybe there's a father involved, maybe there isn't. I don't know. As far as I'm concerned, they got three guys. That's good enough for me. If the guy that really did it, what difference does it make now?
Exactly. They got the guys. I mean, they didn't, but they did.
They didn't, but they did. Now, here's the thing. Today, it's more about them standing on the stage, looking you right in the eye, and going, and singing all that. Excuse me, I wrecked my throat.
I don't see how these guys don't wreck their throats, you know?
I'm telling you. And they look at you, and they go, yeah, like that. And I said to you, I go to all these concerts, Jack. I go to all of them.
How many would you say you go to a year?
I go 365 every night. I just came back from a band down here at the Armory called You Can't Hurt Me Anymore, you... Okay, and that right there's the name of the band.
That's the name of the group.
Yeah, You Can't Hurt Me Anymore, you... And you're supposed to fill in you know...
You can say it. Go ahead.
All right, you fucking... I'm sorry. I'm a man of God, you know.
I know that, but we're all a little bit disturbed.
Well, we're very disturbed. So, 365 days a year, and I stand in front of every one of those stages, and I stare at the singers when they're going, yeah! And I look up, I go, you know what? You somebody ought to smack you across the mouth and shut you up. And another thing, buddy, if you've got my daughter back there, oh, man. And I told that to the security, and he said, well, why don't you go get her? I said, because I'm not supposed to be within 500 yards of her. And that's when the security guy said, well, then you're fresh out of friends. And I said, and he picked me up and threw me down these metal stairs. I went down about two flights.
Oh, my God. Are you all right?
No, I'm not all right. No, not at all, as a matter of fact. But I couldn't go to the police because the police said that I had been, essentially, I was trespassing. And, you know, I threatened this guy. They said I threatened the guy when I grabbed him by the T-shirt and I pulled him about 2 inches from my face. I said, you better let me in there or I'm going to throw this place into the street. Well, that's when he picked me up and he threw me down three flights of metal stairs on my head, on my rear end, on my head, on my rear end, on my side, and on my knees, and then back on my rear end and back on my head.
Oh, my God. Couch, that sounds terrible. You're lucky you're still walking around.
Well, I'm not walking around. So I'm trying to tell you, I'm not walking around. I'm in a wheelchair, and I've lost feeling. I've lost feeling on one leg. I'm okay.
Oh Lord, you're not paralyzed, are you?
No, I'm not paralyzed, but I've lost all the feeling in one leg. It's sciatic, they said, and I've lost control over the left side of my face. So it sagged just a little bit, so I've got it propped up with a toothpick so I can talk to you today. But that's what's going on.
All right. I tell you what, let's take some phone calls. Some people want to hear your opinion on different songs, and we'll see what they have to say, okay?
Radio. I'd be very, very happy to do it.
All right, my friend. We're going to go up here. Well, speak of the devil, St. Cloud, Minnesota, to Eric. Eric, how are you?
I'm very good, and thanks for the program tonight. Reverend, there is a group up here from St. Cloud called The Feeling in My Face. Are you familiar with that band, and what would you recommend they do? Because I had a run-in with their security 2 weeks ago when I went over there, and I told the guy who was the lead singer, I said, "You bet you wouldn't scream in my face." And he came down not the day of the stage, and he said, "Yeah," and he went, "Ah," like they, you said that they do?
Right.
And so I slapped him in the face. And that's when I was tied to the back of somebody's Harley Davidson, and they dragged me about 300 yards.
Good God Almighty. Are you serious?
Now, the very important question, Eric. Was that person that dragged you behind the motorcycle a member of the band or a member of the band, an employee of the band?
I don't know about that. I think it was a fan of theirs. And
now, you are very difficult to understand.
I was dragged on my face.
Oh, Lord, they dragged you on your face.
Yeah, I dragged on my face when I went up to the guy and went, "Yeah." And I said, "You're a punk, and you're a lowlife, and your music is blowing, and I think that I don't have a daughter, but I said if my daughter was back there, I'd burn this motherfucker down."
You said you'd burn this motherfucker down?
Yes, I did. Yes, I did.
Well, Eric, you got guts. It's guys like you that we need.
Hey, Eric, let me tell you, this is Jack Brainerd. You win our Brainerd This Disturbs Me Guts Award of the Week.
Oh, thank you very much.
You do, and we'll be sending it out to you. I'm going to put you on hold.
And I had a couple of...
That is unbelievable. And Reverend, that's put him on hold. I want that man to get an award. I want that man to get it. Send him one of our toaster ovens, courtesy of the Jack Brainerd This Disturbs Me show. Would you please? Would you please so very deeply? Thank you. Thank you very much. Got a great crew. How about that, Reverend? What do you think?
Well, that doesn't surprise me at all. They'll do that if you try to force your way into the dressing room, because you don't know what they have. Might have a girl, a boy. They may have a couple of boys. They could have a boy, girl, boy, and just a trade-off. What they do all night long is trade them off. And they move them in and out of the trailer and the dressing areas almost as if it's on an assembly line, Jack. That's the part that sickens me so very much. And this, after they stood on stage and looked me right in the eye and went, like some hell ass, like an ass from hell. And I said to one of them, I said, "Look, I'll tell you what, you're a hell ass." He said, "Well, make sure I don't fart on you," is what he said. I said, "Yeah, and I bet you if you did, it would be sulfuric. Christ, I bet you it stinks. I bet you it stinks like living hell when you fart." And the guy goes, "If you want to try some, come on back. But you're going to have to wait because I think I got your daughter back here." Well, I knew he was lying because I knew my daughter had moved to Baltimore. She moved. That's when I got the restraining order. But the point that I'm trying to make here is...
Hey, my friend, you don't have to say anymore. We're all aware of these restraining... Every father I talk to has some form of a restraining order on him. Some form of a restraining order on him.
Yeah, see, that's what they're doing. That's what they're doing.
All right. Couch Larchin, Reverend Couch Larchin is our guest. Let's get into some more songs. These are the songs that are disturbing to all of us. These are the songs. Now, here is one that I find most especially disturbing. This is listen to this woman. This is a young lady in this song. And you can listen to the slut sound that she makes. This reminds me of the young lady who had enticed me to have relations with her, though she was underage.
Well, this is very, very disturbing, Jack. You're right. This is in this moment, this young woman, Marissa Brink, she sounds exactly like the girl that forced me to have sex with her, too.
You saying you had sex with her?
No, I didn't have sex with her. Yeah, listen. very tough. What a slut, you know.
Yeah, I hate that slut sound. God damn it, I hate that.
Well, she's trying to taunt you. She's taunting you. You know that, don't you, Jack?
Just shut your mouth, okay?
Uh-huh. You want me to shut? I'm trying to give you the truth, my friend.
What a slut. We are trying to tell you parents out there, if you let your daughter listen to that screeching demon growl music, this is what she turns into.
Amen.
I don't know what to do, but there's not a lot of...
Just why don't you shut up and let me listen to this song, because I happen to like it.
Oh, man. Did I hear you say what you just said?
Yes, you did. Shut up and let... Yeah, see, this song, that's the girl that I had sex with. She turned into this kind of... She hates all men, and yet she lures them into bed so that she can essentially castrate them with a tuna can lid.
Excuse me, can you tell me the worst thing you've heard?
Yeah, you got that right, friend. Rusty.
All that homicide don't clean, you know.
All right, well, listen, Reverend Couch Larchin, I can't thank you enough. You've done so much for so many. Thank you for being on Jack Brainerd's This Disturbs Me.
And anytime you want me on, Jack, you let me know. I'll come on that program. I got no problem at all, my man. Oh, God.
Yeah, let's see. Thank you again, Reverend. Listen to this. Man, I'd go up to her and I would say, you know what? I'm pulling you over my knee. When's the last time? Well, you can't do it anymore. You know, I would pull her over my knee and redden each buttock. God damn it! I'm so sick of this. Let me get another phone call here. Gladys, hi. You're on here with Jack Brainerd on This Disturbs Me.
Hot Jack, you sound like you are almost tempted to...
No. You called last week, didn't you?
I did, but you played the same music. You sound as if you're tempted to when you said redden her bottom.
Yeah, I want to redden her bottom as in a disciplinary fashion. In a disciplinary fashion.
I'll bet it would make you very aroused. And I don't think there's any point...
How dare you say that? I'm trying my very best. Would you shut this slut up? I said shut... Yes.
It sounds to me like you want to redden her bottom in a prurient way. You want to get your cookies.
I'm not... No, ma'am. And you've called every week. You know what? Get out of here. She calls every week. And I might as well tell you who it is. It's my ex-wife. And Lydia, I'll tell you, don't you ever call this radio show again. I'm trying to do the work of six men here. These punks. Here's a group here called Korn. Do you know what Korn is? Well, sure you know what Korn is. But in this context, it's what you see in your fecal matter after a barbecue. That's right. And that's why they call themselves this. Listen to the insolent, smart-ass, lazy slob voice of this. He sounds like my son who's at Supermax right now. Listen to him. He's going to be all lazy. It reminds me of any average, dirty, lazy punk who won't mow the lawn.
It takes a part of me.
Oh, God, get out of bed.
Something lost and never seen.
Shut up and get out of bed and mow a lawn.
Start to believe.
Mow it!
Something's raped and taken from me.
Now, if that's not enough, we got King A10. Is that with this gentleman? Hello, welcome to the show.
Hey, how are you? I just was going to say, King A10, have you heard them?
I was just going to play them, sir. Have you?
Yes. They have a song called Eyes. And when my son was home from the boarding school we'd sent him to, we played that song, and we said, you sound exactly like this.
Right. By the way, the Jack Brainerd Boys Preparatory Academy is opening. And if you have a son that sounds like this lazy layabout ass in this song who'll be singing, and it makes you sick to hear your son talk like this when you ask him to do a chore, send him to Jack Brainerd's Boys. Here it is here.
Like this.
Oh, yeah, that's it.
You and I were meant to be, don't go away.
Oh, well, oh, we go to
I'm glad you found that.
Because you had me believe.
Really? Well, get your ass up and mow a lawn. Get your ass up and mow a lawn. Get your ass up and mow a lawn. Mow a lawn. God damn you. Get out of bed and mow a lawn.
Get out.
Well, that's what you have to do. On Jack Brainerd's This Disturbs Me, remember your mantras. There are a few. Get out of bed and mow a lawn. Get out of bed and mow a lawn. Shut up. Shut up. That's another mantra. The other mantra is, I'm going to slap your face so hard, you're going to cry and run home and give up rock music. The other is, I'll bet my daughter's back there and my wife, and you're having your way with them after standing on a stage and going, ah! And trying to scare me like you're the demon. Well, you're not the demon. I recommend to any young person who sounds like this guy, tell them, shut your mouth and get up and mow a lawn. Shut your mouth and get up and mow a lawn. Shut your mouth and get up and mow a lawn!
Lay down in the earth and sleep.
Oh, God. You're on with Jack Brainerd. Hello.
Oh, yeah, it doesn't sound like it's working too good.
Yeah, that's the same kid. That's not my son. My son's in Supermax. That's the same kid, isn't it? Yeah. Jack Brainerd's This Disturbs Me. For a transcript of this show, write to The Phil Hendry Show, 1014 South Westlake Boulevard, number 163, Westlake Village, California, 91361. We may send one to you, and then again, we may not. Most likely, we won't.
I'll tell him.
But you can try.
I'll tell him.
Why don't you shut your goddamn goddamn you? Shut up and mow a lawn, will you? Jack Brainerd's This Disturbs Me is executive produced by Phil Hendry for Siempre Incorporated. All rights reserved on Podcast One. Shut up! Shut up! What a punk. Oh, shut up.